You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National's facing criticism over its proposed military camp scheme for dealing with serious young offenders. Prime Minister Bill English announced the policy on Sunday, promising to send up to 50 young offenders each year to a new training facility at Waiuru Military Camp. Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox told reporter Max Smith the plan won't help to address problems with youth crime.
It's time to chat politics with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
This is punitive action for some of these young offenders who probably, if this course doesn't include dealing with the underlying causes of why they've become criminalised in the first place, then all you're doing is pacifying a sitting powder keg. Because PTSD, you know, the effects of either sexual abuse or physical abuse and intense harm has caused, I can guarantee, 80% at least of these young offenders that they're talking about have huge underlying issues of mental health that have never been addressed and that are playing out in their actions. And unless this camp, this boot camp, includes intensive therapy and counselling, then all you're doing is you're whipping into submission young people who will be compliant outwardly and inwardly raging.
But they're young people who have repeatedly offended and got into a cycle of offending. In some cases, they are very serious offences. Do you not think that there needs to be something different in the way the system approaches them for this, you know, problem to be addressed?
Absolutely, I do. But what's different is not more punitive action. Punitive action is nothing different. I think what would be different is if finally somebody sat down and dealt with their issues of probably addiction, of depression, of PTSD, of all of those underlying issues of why they do these things in the first place. Guaranteed, those issues have never been dealt with. And my experience with older men who have gone on to be hardened criminals and gangs, and women as well, is that those issues will come back to haunt them, will become prevalent in their lives, and will set them off again. So everybody I've talked to who've been in a boot camp-esque type situation in the past says it doesn't do anything but makes hardened criminals fitter criminals.
National, as well as this, they're putting forward $30 million for funding community groups to work with youth. So I guess that's more kind of aligned with what you're saying. Would you support that part of the policy?
Yeah, sure. As long as that $30 million goes to the right programs and the right groups. What traditionally I've seen is that the national government or any government, whoever it's been, likes to work with the organisations that are clean and tidy and do really good proposals and write really good tenders for procurement. But actually some of the people who actually understand the youth, who are doing amazing things at the grassroots, have no idea how to write a good tender or a good procurement policy. So people need to be out there looking at the grassroots organisations, understanding who are they, who are the ones who are making an actual difference in the lives of these young people, and put the money there and expand their ability to continue to help our young people. So, look, I get it. These are, Bill English has said, these are hardened, most hardened young criminals in the country, and we need to try something different. Well, we've been saying that for years because punitive action hasn't worked. And if we've been able to pick them up early and put the right services around them, then we could have avoided a whole lot of these things. Also, the other thing is if you turn these young people around, but they go back to the same communities, same hood, same families, where their behaviour has escalated in the past, it will not be long before those old habits sink back in again, because they're unavoidable.
All right. And if we can just touch on your campaign launch you obviously had over the weekend, and you launched a number of new policies there. I wonder if you saw RNZ made you out to have kind of put this forward as a kingmaker position. Do you think you're in that sort of position of influence on the final outcome of this election?
Oh, I think it can be. I mean, if you looked at the last polls, That was before the Greens imploding and after the Jacinda effect came out. It said that even with Winston and either side of those camps, either both sides would still not have enough. The two little seats that we commanded would still be the ones to determine who ran the show. So we want to grow that vote, obviously, because what I do know is that neither side really wants to do a deal with Winston Peters.
Right, but the Opportunities Party could just as easily be that one that makes all the difference. I mean, you're polling behind the Opportunities Party. There's a number of smaller parties dealing with 1 or 2%.
There's one difference. There's a major difference between us and the Opportunities Party is we hold a seat and we intend to hold another 4 seats at least, and so the percentage party vote then needs to be higher than the seats that we win for anybody else to come in. The Opportunities Party could win 2%, 3% or 4%, but unless they cross the 5% threshold, they will get no seats. So, and we're fine actually to work with the Opportunities Party. We've had quiet talks with them on a number of occasions. And so a number of their policies are very similar to our policies.
Where are those seats going to come from, though? You say 4 seats, but, I mean, there have been concerns that you yourself won't be able to hold a position in Parliament.
The seats will be the Māori seats. We absolutely believe we'll win Tāmaki Makaurau. Absolutely believe we'll win Hauraki Waikato, Te Tai Hauāuhu. And despite what others think, I believe that I can win Ikaroa Rāwhiti. So we absolutely know that Tūturoa is going to win his seat. So Labour, who have taken themselves off the list, who say we're going to have the most Māori MPs in government if we get through, could actually end up with no MPs except for Calvin Davis, no Māori MPs except for Calvin Davis and Lewis Wall, if they're the only two who win their seats and we win the rest.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.